This is KUT. Central Market's annual Hatch Chili Festival, Hatchapalooza, is over, but you can still get Hatch Chilies pretty much in every grocery store in town. Did you ever wonder why grocery stores get so excited about Hatch Chilies? One KUT listener did. As part of our AT Explained series, KUT's Kate McGee tried to get to the bottom of the Hatch Chili hype.
Do you want to describe where we are right now?
We are at the Central Market, sitting outside in the little cafe area.
Okay, and why are we here?
We're here to figure out what's the deal with Hatch Chilies. Why is it a thing?
This is my boyfriend. So, yeah, his question got preference.
My name is Michael Belasia.
Michael asked this question after a particularly frustrating shopping trip at our nearby Central Market on North Lamar.
So, we came last weekend. We wanted to make gazpacho. Because it was hot, and we were looking for Anaheim peppers. We asked the guy, because we couldn't find him, he said to just get Hatch chilies.
Don't get him started on the sausages.
Every single sausage that was made here had Hatch chilies in it. Hatch chili and chicken, Hatch chili and pork, Hatch chili and cheese.
Central Market's annual Hatch Chili Festival was in full swing, and the long green peppers were everywhere and in everything. Hatch Chili cornbread, Hatch Chili beer, Hatch Chili coffee.
It's like the shark week of organic grocery stores.
All of it got Michael thinking. Why?
Whether, you know, HEB owns some kind of chili futures, whether they own farms in New Mexico or they have some contract, or whether there's some Hatch Chili lobby in the background, pulling all these strings. You gotta question these things.
So why Hatch Chilies? The short answer, because the New Mexico Department of Agriculture has a really good marketing team.
My name is David Lucero, and I am the division director for the Marketing and Development Division with the New Mexico Department of Agriculture.
Hatch chilies are grown in the Hatch Valley in New Mexico. They aren't native to the region. They were introduced there sometime in the early 20th century. They get their name from the small village of Hatch. The town is already well known for its Hatch Chili Festival in September. But Dave Lucero wanted to spread the Hatch chili beyond the Land of Enchantment's border.
Our farmers were looking for new avenues and new areas to sell chili. We'd pretty well been selling in the Southwest. So we decided to expand our market.
About 15 years ago, Lucero and his team pitched supermarkets in Texas to sell fresh chilies and market the entire Hatch chili season. Lucero says Central Market was the first store to jump on the idea.
We built the program by offering to train their store personnel on how to roast chili, how to merchandise chili.
Lucero says the agriculture department spent time with customers, too. They showed them how they could put the peppers in different foods.
It wasn't just about making a green chili stew or an enchilada. They could, you know, add green chili to their pastas, or they could add them to their hamburgers, or they could add them to their seafood.
A few years later, HEB started promoting Hatch chili. Whole Foods also celebrates the season. Food historian Dave DeWitt has taught Hatch chili cooking classes at Central Markets across Texas. DeWitt, who lives in New Mexico, has been called the Pope of Peppers.
I was astounded by the crowds at all the Hatch chili events that I went to 2 years ago when I did the four-city tour in the Central Market. Every single cooking demonstration I did was totally sold out.
DeWitt says he's especially surprised because of this minor detail.
There's no such thing as a Hatch chili.
Let that sink in for a second. There's no such thing as a Hatch chili. There are varieties of chilies, Sandia and Big Jim, for example. But DeWitt says there's no difference between a Hatch green chili and another green chili pepper like an Anaheim pepper, except for where it's grown. That hasn't stopped supermarkets or the New Mexico Department of Agriculture from hyping the Hatch chili as a seasonal pepper.
I just given up. I've tried to fight this battle by saying there's no such thing as a Hatch chili, and they wore me down. So I've pretty much given up this campaign to do it because I'm never going to win.
Last Tuesday night, about 10 people stood around a large kitchen at Central Market on North Lamar. They were there for cooking lessons. The name of the class, Just Add Hatch.
We're making the Hatch crab cakes with remoulade, the pork and Hatch tacos, broccoli and Hatch crisps, and pineapple and Hatch ice cream.
That's the instructor, April Gutierrez. Gutierrez started off the class like DeWitt says he did.
A lot of people get all crazy about the fact that there's hatch season and hatch preppers everywhere. You can get it only, you know, for this small amount of time when they are available. But you can get peppers that are really similar to it if you look for Anaheim peppers.
Well, the thing that that's been explained to me is just the fact that particular variety of Anaheim is only done that year long, and I think it's just the idea, like, I can't get it any other time. That's it.
When I asked if she could taste a difference between a regular Anaheim pepper and a Hatch pepper, Gutierrez shook her head no.
I personally love to rather use any other pepper. I'm not as big of a flavor of Hatch. I don't find a big deal about it.
So here we are, eating a pepper pushed by another state's government. And that pepper tastes no different than any other green chili pepper. I knew it was time to bring in some experts.
Hello?
Yeah, you're already being recorded.
So. Oh, great. Hi, I'm Audrey McGlinchey.
I'm Mose Bouchel.
And I'm Jimmy Moss.
Those are some of my KUT colleagues. None of them actually have any expertise in pepper. I brought two green chili peppers and then asked them to taste each raw pepper and tell me which one they thought was a hatch. Final answer.
Number one. I'm sticking with number one.
I'm just going to stick with two. Why not?
I am reversing my decision. Ooh. Perhaps. Whoa. Yeah, I know. Based on the roast to number two.
So they are both hatch chilies.
Oh! Come on.
Because you cannot get any other chilies in Austin right now.
We can't.
What?
I went to Fiesta, nothing but hatch, Central Market, and HEB, nothing but hatch chilies.
Oh my gosh.
What?
But both of those raw tasted distinctly different. Would we all agree on that?
I was struggling. I didn't think it was that different.
Well,
the first one was much more flavorful.
Yeah. It's because a Hatch chili is not a variety of chili. It's just a chili from the Hatch Valley. So there are lots of different varieties of spiciness that can be grown in this valley.
Uh-huh.
It's just the name of the place that it's from.
But this whole thing, like this Hatch season or whatever it is, it's not like a time to celebrate Hatch. It's a time when you are required to only purchase Hatch.
Yes, and put it in everything that you could possibly cook.
Okay.
But this doesn't answer Michael's original question.
So, like, I just wonder what the reasoning or the motivation is behind it. Whether, you know, there's HEB owns some kind of chili futures, whether they own farms in New Mexico or they have some contract, or whether there's some Hatch chili lobby.
I posed this question to Meredith Beeman with Central Market's Cooking School.
You are talking above my pay grade. I have no knowledge of anything like that.
When I called Central Market's public relations team for more answers on the motivation of the Hatch Chili Festival, they sent this statement. Quote, certainly a valid question. The Hatch celebration has been kind of an institution. Everyone loves Hatch. It's popular, and Central Market shoppers wait for it every year. End quote. The peppers grown in the Hatch Valley have a short season, but the green chili pepper does not. You can probably find them in the store after Hatch chili season is over, but good luck finding a Hatch chili beer. Kate McGee, KUT News.
Hot chili peppers in the blistering sun.